Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was just calling to file a claim. All night it's been busy. It tells us to call back, so.
Okay, let me see if I can assist you with that. Okay, are you working this week or are you still off?
No, I'm still not working, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's see if I can assist you with that. What's your social security number, sir?
420-1159-72.
Okay. Okay, your first and your last name?
Norris Jordan, N-O-R-R-I-S-J-O-R-D-A-N.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
10-18-80.
And your ID?
Hold on. I got to go out in my pocket. Hold on.
Okay.
You want my ID number or you want my driver's license number?
I think I have your ID, but you can try both.
All right. The 179-89-48.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And your mother's maiden last name?
Colger.
Okay. Thank you. So, yeah, I can go ahead and help you, sir. So what is your preferred language, sir? Would that be English?
English.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So did you receive to file unemployment benefits in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18
months?
No, ma'am. Thank you. And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation, and are you in need of filing a trade or adjustment allowance certification?
I don't understand the adjustment thing. I seen that on the website when I was trying to do it before I had to call you.
Okay, so what that means, sir, is if you were laid off as a result of competition from imports and your company moved overseas.
No, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know that information.
You wouldn't know that? They wouldn't tell you?
Well, basically, my company is owned by Alaskan company, which is a bigger company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes the company does apply for what they call a TRA to allow their employees to have a trade adjustment assistant, but the company has to apply for that. So they would want to advise you.
Okay.
So that's why that they're okay. It's in sort of a system that's available for them. Okay, but if you, the answer would be yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, so you said your first name is Norris, your last name is Jordan, and has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and this is a good number to reach you, and your correct email. Okay. And it looks like you had tried to apply online, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your date of birth, you said was
10-18-1980.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name was Kroger. Okay. And do you have a driver's license number?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to give me your license number? Is that an Alabama license, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. May I have that, please?
Yeah. Because I remember the last time I had to file in 2001,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used the ID number. And I seen when I put it in the computer. Mm-hmm. I know these computers basically just go off what they mm-hmm. had been told beforehand, and they rejected me probably because of that. But my driver license number is 10-60-60-05-82.
Okay, repeat that for me one more time, please.
Okay. 1-06-00-582.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
I'm black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
That's considered, what you consider that?
Ethnicity. Ethnicity. It's a new thing that
they have. When I tell you that I'm black, that's the right way to, you know, present myself. I'm no other than a black man. I'm a black American.
I hear you, sir. But they don't have that as a designation. Okay,
yeah,
so
we have
the race is black. I hear you, sir. But the race that they have is black. But then the ethnicity they have as either Hispanic, non-Hispanic, or no response. You want to put no response?
No, I'm non-Hispanic. I'm
non-Hispanic.
Just black.
Okay. All right. And would that be male or female, sir?
I'm a male.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you live in the U.S. So what is your residential address, sir?
6323 Johnston Lane.
Okay.
Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Okay. And would your mailing address be the same, sir?
No. P.O. Box.
Okay.
9031. Mobile, Alabama. 36691.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said P.O. Box.
9031.
31. Okay.
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
36691.
Okay. So what was your occupation, sir? What did you do?
Painter.
Okay. Okay, that's not coming up. Why is that not coming up? And are you seeking work in that same area of occupation, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered in school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be going back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Why not?
You say, have I been mentally and physically
able
to
work?
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. 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 And how many miles can you travel to go to work one way?
Open.
Okay. I need a number. 30, 40, 50?
1,000.
Okay. I'll put 99. Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you can... you will accept, sir?
$21.
Okay. Oh, come on. Okay. And are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment?
No.
Do you own your own business?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And do you devote more than 50% of your work to self-employment?
No.
Okay. And are you currently working on commission, and do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied, or are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied, or are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Come on. Sorry, this computer is giving me a hard time here. So, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, or a yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you want to keep the same state debit card you had before, or would you like to update that?
You can send, you can, I'll keep the same one.
Okay. And what is the name of the company you were working for before?
U.S. Coding.
Coding? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would you have their phone number and what location you worked out of?
What's the name? They don't have a certain location. They send you all over. But
right.
Let me see in my phone what's the number. Hold on.
Okay. So your base location is your home, right?
Ma'am?
Your base location would be your home, right?
What you consider as base location.
Like where they call you from. From what location do they call you at? From Mobile?
Yeah, from Mobile.
Okay, okay. So we can put that there. And your phone number. And their phone number, please.
One second, I'm trying to see. I had it in here. Thinking it's just one think it's 251-438-8888.
I'm sorry, 251, what else?
251-438-8888.
Okay. And from what date to what date did you work there, sir? When was your first day and your last day?
My first day was 2011.
Okay. Do you remember March. More or less? January?
Yeah, probably March.
March 15, March 1st, March 30th?
Probably March 8th or something.
Okay. 2011? Okay. And your last day of work?
February 2022 or something. Thanks.
Okay. And that would be February 1st, February 20th, February 15th?
Let's put first, I guess.
Okay. And are you currently, that was the last job that you had, sir?
No, I got laid off during that time right there, and then I created a business. But my business is not up and running. It's just paperwork itself. But I created one to try to get one started. And
so that was the last place you worked at as an employee. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we need to know. Okay. That's all I need to know. So let's see here. And what was the reason you were let go from there? Discharge, lack of work, what happened?
No, I wanted to let go. I laid off.
Lack of work. Okay. So have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Pension?
No.
Okay. So when I asked you, are you a CEO of a company? You actually are the CEO of the company you created, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we answered no to that, so we need to go back and change that.
Okay.
Okay. Because that would not be truthful. Okay, let me see if I can go back and change that.
No, I think that your specific question was, did I own my own business? And I told you yes. I don't think you said nothing about a CEO or anything.
Okay, all right. Let me ask the question again and see. It says, are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
So you're not the officer on your business, somebody else's?
No, my business is itself. It's the entity itself. I'm just over the entity.
Right. So you would be the corporate officer over the entity.
Okay. Oh,
correct?
If that considers that, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, let's see. We're keeping that as direct deposit. Okay. And USA was US coding. Okay, that's still there. Okay. You said you weren't working there due to lack of work. You said you're not receiving any vacation, sick, holiday pay or pension from them, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for false statements to obtain unemployment benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
We do match the earnings and information you provided with that which your employer has provided. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Your name is Norris Jordan. Okay. And your social security number, sir?
420-1159-72.
Okay. And based on your background, sir, I need to verify your identity. In what county is 2679 Coral Place? Are you familiar with that address?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you been associated with in the past? Anniston, Albertsville, Theodore, Dothan, or none of the above?
Theodore.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 563 Bernard Couch, 5972 Vinemont Drive, 601 Village Green Drive, 6412 Danville Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, what month was Nazir Jordan born in?
March.
May? Okay. Which of the following streets have you never been associated with? Spring Hill Avenue, Drought Center, Washington Avenue, McKay Avenue, or all of the above?
Drought Center. All the rest of them I've been associated with.
Okay. Thank you. Do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, sir? Do you want to file for unemployment?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the benefit claim book at Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's one thing that that might not be right. Now that I think about it, I think I said the last time I worked for U.S. Code in 2022, I meant 2023.
Okay, but that was not your last job, right?
Yeah, that was it. Like I said, 2023, I think I worked for like 3 weeks. That's what made me forget, because I went up there, I got called to work, and once I got up there, they said that they wasn't going to need the painters no more. So it took us about 3 weeks to get that all situated, and I ended up back home, and I hadn't been back to work since. But I've been trying not to file unemployment.
Okay, let me see which part are you trying to change. So if we get disconnected, sir, I'll try to call you back, okay? So make sure you pick up. Let's see if we can go back and change that. I'm not quite sure where that is. I need to go back. Okay, so the question that you're talking about is, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024. So did you work during that time or not?
No, that was correct. You did it right because, I wasn't working in April.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then let's see. Okay, so all of that is correct, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. That's right now.
Okay, let's see if we could do it again. Okay, so as I said, I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, and there's a very good possibility that we get disconnected, being that we had so many issues. Okay, so if we do, I will try to call you back, so make sure you pick up, but please let me finish the statement before you ask me any questions, okay? I need to be able to give you a PIN number. Otherwise,
yes, ma'am.
We're not going to be able to submit this, okay? So I'm going to read the statements. Please jot down websites, phone numbers, and instructions I will give you. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center near you, or you may go online, sir, to alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That website is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You need to update your resume and application. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process you just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments for you. You must first complete the weekly certification each week that you want to claim benefits for. Failure to make a complete weekly certification could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online by calling 800-752-7389 or going online at labor.alabama.gov. Or again, calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to make a weekly certification as instructed before 5 p.m. on Friday could result in denial of benefits. Please complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. Letter may be mailed to you if you are a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could ask, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Are you still with me, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. And you must provide the contact information for each one of those when you submit your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search, submit 3 applications, and report the contact information for each could result in loss of benefits. If you have any questions, you could call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Or if you have any other questions, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay. So your application number, sir, is 489-867-705. That's 489-867-705. Okay. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
And your PIN number is 7280. That PIN number is 7280. Now, the key to this, sir, is you could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit 3 applications per week, okay? And those would be the ones you report when you call 1-800-752-7389. Your first weekly certification would be this Sunday. You can apply at other places, but the system works best when you report the ones that you have submitted on that website, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I need to know the 1-800 number you just said again. I didn't catch it.
800-752-7389.
7389.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to make sure that I got the other number right, the 489-86. 1-800-361-4524.
That's for general questions.
Okay. I'm talking about the number you just gave me before the PIN number, the 489-86-7705.
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay, great.
All right. Wish you the best of luck. You have a nice day, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.